Communities on Alaska's west coast are still being battered by a huge storm. The National Weather Service says the intensity of the storm can be compared to a Category 3 hurricane. Wind gusts up to almost 90 miles per hour were recorded in some communities overnight. Now villages are dealing with rising water. KNOM reporter Ben Matheson in Nome has been following the developments and joins us live. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lori.
What are you seeing right now in Nome?
Well, right now we are starting to get wet. Debris is starting to splash onto the front street, the main road in town that runs along the Bering Sea. And along with these 10-foot waves, we get rocks, tree trunks, building materials. So the seas are tall and crashing hard. Water is spraying across the 18-foot seawall and hitting buildings and starting to flow into streets.
And how much damage has occurred so far?
Well, with the first phase of the storm, we had high winds and high water last night. We had gusts to 66 miles an hour. We had a number of roofs that were torn up, and the pieces of tin were whipping around in 50-mile-an-hour winds last night and this morning. The first movement of water brought a lot of rocks, fist-sized rocks, and a tree trunk, tree trunks with diameters up to 2 feet. We had ice that's beginning to break up in the harbor now, and we're getting flooding in the small boat harbor, and a number of small power outages as well.
What are you hearing from the villages, Ben? Are they seeing similar storm surges?
Well, we got a lot of 9-foot storm surges across the Norton Sound area. Gullivan looking at 9 feet. St. Michael and Stebbins in the eastern Norton Sound are looking at 9 feet. 9 feet is sort of our magic number here in Nome, and a bit smaller in St. Lawrence Island, but a lot of big surges.
And how about damage in villages from both the storm surges and last night's wind?
As of this point, and we're not to the end of the storm yet, there's still plenty more water to come up, and we're yet to hit the peak in many areas, but there's no major disasters. A lot of widespread minor flooding, a number of power outages that lasted throughout the night into this morning. I believe in Point Hope right now, they have lost their power and have down lines, and about 500 people are moving into the school there in Point Hope. There is flooding in Unalakleet, Stebbins, St. Michael, Wales, all across the Norton Sound area. On Little Diomede, they had massive waves and had some heavy equipment and Connex vans that were thrashed around in 25-foot waves, and just like little toys, they were being swept out to sea. In Koyuk, there were fish racks that were swept aside with ice and water moving in. And on St. Lawrence Island, they had really big winds above 70 miles an hour, but all in all, it's just a few minor housing issues with a few wires being ripped off a metering box. So nothing major yet, but we do have another phase yet to go.
And Ben, are you hearing anything about when the storm is expected to end?
The worst of it in Nome will be in late evening sometime. Water will be receding sometime after 6, 7, 8 o'clock. It will still be high and capable of flooding, capable of throwing debris, to be sure, for a long time. We do have flood warnings in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. We just hit high tide at 4:45, and we're getting very, very close to our peak, but there is still a night to go. Communities in the eastern Norton Sound and Norton Bay might see the worst later tonight. The surge has to travel longer to that that eastern Sound area, and they might be peaking around midnight tonight.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks for the update, and we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Thanks, Lori.
Ben Matheson is a reporter with KNOM Radio in Nome.